I create the world I am in. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I create the world I am in. The world I am in seems to have a mind of its own. The world I am in seems to be created by other people. The world I am in seems to be a world where all sorts of problems are constantly rearing their heads and constantly saying they want to be heard, they want to be recognized, they want to be looked at. And these are there constantly being done. But I am too smart for them. I create the world I am in. And I create the world I am in by my thought, by my actions, by my attitude, by who I think I am. It may seem that it's out of our control sometimes, that the world we are in is doing all sorts of silly things, and that we have no opportunity to correct it or to manage it or maintain it or whatever. And so we go around unhappy, feeling that life is just giving us a terribly, terribly tough time. And as we do that, life gives us a terribly, terribly tough time. But when we stop and say to ourselves, I am in charge here. I am in charge of my world. I am in charge of all of the things that come to my attention. Now, it's true, you are living in a city, or you're living wherever you live, and in another area, another state, another country, another world, things are going on. Conditions are happening. People are getting along with each other and not getting along with each other. People are loving each other and people are hating each other. Now, not outside of where we are, outside of the world that we live in, the world that we call our world, those things that are happening, we don't know about them. And we have little interest in. But we do have a great interest in what's going on in our world, in our personal world. Now, the way that we are in charge, the way we are in control of our personal world, is not that we look at our world and we say, so it is. We say, so it is, and then we look at our world. Before we ever look at our world, we determine who we are. Now, you say, you can't do that. And I say, oh, yes, you can. You do it all the time. If you are a happy person, you look at the world as a happy world, and you find it, by and large, a happy world, if not totally, depending upon how happy you are. If you are an unhappy person, you're going to find an unhappy world around you. No matter what's going on or how wonderful things may be, you're going to find an unhappy world, because that's going to be your attitude. That's going to be your nature. That's going to be your thought about yourself. Now, little children say, oh, goody, we're going to go for a cart. Let's take my dog, Rex. Rex was out for a walk with me the other day, and we were having a great walk. And we were coming to the conclusion of our walk, and the golf cart drove by. And Sylvia was riding in the golf cart, running errands, and she went to her house. And she parked the golf cart in the back of her house, and then she went inside, and she did what she wanted to do. And a good half hour later, she came out, and what should be sitting in her golf cart but Rex? Rex had left me on our walk on the path and decided he was going to go and take a ride in the golf cart. Well, by the time he caught up with the golf cart, Sylvia was already in the house, and so all he could do was just sit in the golf cart and wait for her to come out. Now, what was his attitude? His attitude was, I want to ride in the golf cart. And so he waited until she came out and drove up to the monastery from the citadel and gave him a ride in the golf cart, and he was totally happy. He sat there a good half hour waiting for the ride, patient. He knew he was going to get a ride. Now, nobody else knew they were going to give him a ride. Nobody, Celia had no idea he was even out there. And I had no idea he was over there, but I knew that he knew his way around our property, and I wasn't the slightest concerned as to what he was doing, because he always is a good boy. He always does good things. And he was doing good things. And I said to Sylvia, I said, you should call me when you found him in your golf cart. Well, we were already heading up to the monastery. I said, oh, he was out there and you didn't know he was there. No, I had no idea he was there. You mean he's been there for a half hour? Yeah, that was at least a half an hour, for goodness sakes. Well, now, is Rex in charge of his world? He sure is. Does Rex enjoy things? Oh, yes, he does. Is Rex a great big golden retriever, a really big boy, 109 pounds? Yes, he is. Is he agile? Oh my, he can run and he can tear around. Oh, he likes to rest after his run, but he just enjoys himself. And when he is out mouse hunting, he is a most capable, speedy boy. He sees a mouse, and he is on top of that mouse before that mouse knows that there's another world going on around him. And this is how we are. We create the world that we're in. Rex wanted a ride in the golf cart, so he got in the golf cart and waited. He had patience. Now, if a dog can have so much confidence that he'll have a ride in the golf cart by sitting there and waiting patiently, how much more patience or awareness should we have of our world? If we will keep a smile on our face, will the world have a smile on its face? Oh, indeed it will. If the world were frowning and unhappy and we come in with a smile on our face, will the world have a smile on its face? It may take a moment. Rex took a moment before he got his ride in the golf cart, but it may take a moment, and after that moment, yes, the happiness will be there. We create it there. We are so sure that we get a ride in the golf cart. We're so sure that the world is happy because we are happy that the world is happy. This happens time and again in every experience we have. If we see people having a discussion, and it's a rather heated discussion, and we come up and we say, well, now, what's this all about? This sounds exciting. And immediately, the discussion takes a turn from being an intense discussion on a discussion to being an exciting adventure, to being an exciting activity. Not so much a worry, not so much an unhappiness, not so much a feeling that things are just not going right, but an exciting adventure. Now, how in the world can it have an exciting adventure? How can the world change from a heated discussion, which was perhaps anything but exciting, maybe exciting is a good word there too, but it was not necessarily a pleasant excitingness. And it was changed to a pleasant excitingness by the fact that you came in there and said, hey, this sounds exciting, this sounds interesting, this sounds revealing. And instead of being an argument, instead of being a tense discussion where one side had to be right over the other, it became an adventure. We create our world. We create our world. I create the world I'm in, and we create it so easily, so wonderfully, so definitely by how we think about ourselves. Rex thought he was going to have the ride, and he did. I knew Rex was in perfect hands when he wasn't with me. He was running around, and so he is. As I was growing up as a child, I would go out to friends' homes, and I would take my bike and I would ride out into the country and visit with friends. And I didn't come home for supper and I didn't come home for the night. And I didn't telephone. Now, the nice thing for me to have done would have been to have telephoned. But I didn't do that because I wasn't concerned. I knew that Mother knew exactly where I was. She knew that everything I was involved in was good and was everything that she would be proud of. And when I came home after my overnight adventure, she'd say, "Well, where were you?" And I'd say, "Well, I was out at the Myers, and we were having a wonderful time, and I stayed overnight." "Yeah, I know you did. Well, it's always nice when you call me and let me know, but I know that you are always doing the right thing." My mother knew that I was doing the right thing. Now, I should have called. That's true. That's very true. And you might chastise me for not having called. But I didn't, because that was not my nature. My nature was always to do the right thing in the right way, and perhaps calling was the right thing, but for me it wasn't. And I did it. And my world was what I created it. I created everyone understanding me. I created everyone knowing me. Rex running off to the golf cart, he wasn't concerned that I would be worried about him, because I wasn't. He wasn't concerned that somebody else would be concerned about him. They weren't. He merely did what he felt was right, and he created his own world, the world that he lives in. You and I, we create our own world too. We're creating it all the time by all the things we do, but mostly we're creating our world by our attitude. Mostly we're creating our world by how we think about ourselves, how we believe about ourselves, what we know about ourselves, how we feel. Are we worthwhile people? Are we beautiful people? Are we happy people? Are we generous people? Are we people who live in an abundant universe? Are we living in wholeness? Are we living in happiness in everything we do? And I say yes, 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 yes to all of that. And we can do that. I create the world I am in by my attitude about it. I create the world I am in by knowing who and what I am, and by knowing what my values are, by knowing where I'm going, why I'm going, and what it's truly important for me. That's how I create the world I am in. And in creating the world I am in that manner, everything works out in a beautiful way. Everything works out in a divine way. Everything works out in just a magnificent way. And I'm happy. I create the world I am in by who I am. And I am a good person. I am a lovely person. I am a happy person. And that's the kind of world I create. And I know you do too. Have a lovely day, and think beautiful thoughts about yourself and the world that you live in. I love you. I love you. I love you.